For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, this week in our series on disinformation, we're talking about Russia's social design agency, and we're talking about propaganda, white, grey and black, and the differences. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The social design agency.
It sounds very kind of chic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like something you'd find in one of the posher streets in London. But what the social design agency is one of, or perhaps Russia's premier disinformation outfit. Its biggest client is the Kremlin. And the reason we know so much about it recently is that one of their portfolio works was actually leaked by European intelligence services. And what it details is absolutely fascinating. We've talked a lot on this show about disinformation, but the scale of it has been laid bare, because in their own promo materials, they claim that in the first 4 months of this year, they put on different forums around the world over 33.9 million comments, 39,000 memes and pieces of content, and about 3,000 videos, all of which went viral, designed to create propaganda. And the way they did it is you can see in their leaked documents how they prompted their own staff. For example, they said, write a comment as a 38-year-old woman living in Germany who doesn't want her money to go towards defending Ukraine because she can't afford her fuel. So they were deliberately writing scripts for their own bot agents, their bot army, sometimes called the Russian Ideological Front, to actually put out there. And when you go on X and Instagram and TikTok, you're actually engaging an awful lot of time with this, just giving you the scope of it. With that amount of comments, you've come across them.
Okay, so some of the comments coming in when we talk about Ukraine and so on,
absolutely,
could be from...
And there's certain ways that it's hard. They've gotten slightly more sophisticated. Back in the day, if you were on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it now, you'd often see bot accounts that were recently created, usually with a lot of string of numbers at the end. That's because a lot of these Russian troll farms, they get lazy. They recycle the automated creation thing. So if you really want to dig in, there's some tools that'll help you analyze whether things are bots or not. I've found personally on X, whenever we do this segment and I go on afterwards, I end up blocking what are primarily bots. But what they want to do, and this works psychologically, because even though it's nonsense and it's bots talking to bots for the most part, these are real people, but they're, you know, Russian-fronted agents, it creates the impression that there's a perception of this. And because humans are very prone to availability heuristic, we go, oh, that's an opinion that lots of people have, even though it's actually one person amplifying their opinion massively.
Now, I presume like any big organization, they have their targets. So this year, what's our project?
Yeah, it really is that the leaked documents are worth reading, because they say, look, one of their projects this year was in Germany. They wanted the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, the hard right German nationalist party, to garner 20% of the vote. That was one of their key performance indicators. They also want the National Front in France to get 20. Now, you might wonder, why do they want hardcore nationalist parties around Europe? They spent a lot of their effort this year in their European campaign trying to get that. Firstly, because these hardcore ethno-nationalist parties tend to be quite pro-Russia in their outlook, and also tend to be anti-giving support to other countries like Ukraine and things like that. So ideologically, it is easier for Russian ideological troops to put their money and efforts into exploiting those divisions that already exist in society.
Now, presumably, electorally, we will have the American presidential election on November 5th. So presumably that's well targeted.
Absolutely. It is up to the gills targeted. They spend a lot of their efforts on American influence. Now, for example, we also know that some of the memes that have been shared, and they love memes. This is a weird thing. Memes are kind of innocuous because people can share them ironically and go, oh, it's just a funny picture. They spend most of their efforts building what they call pieces of content. They built over 40,000 in the first 4 months. As you've seen a meme that's giving out about Kamala Harris or, you know, praising Donald Trump in a roundabout way, it could easily have come from there. One example was October last year. Elon Musk shared a photoshopped image of Zelensky with based on a popular meme of a guy with a very protruding forehead vein, saying, when you haven't asked for $5 billion in aid in 5 minutes. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, shared that to 95 million viewers. That came from the SDA. That was a Russian meme that man was too idiotic to realise
so
he was a target for.
Elon Musk, in spite of all his brains and his brilliance in developing various
projects, very debatable how smart Elon Musk is. He's a useful idiot. And it's a classic use of that term. Useful idiot is someone that will do someone else's bidding unbeknownst to them. It's often attributed to Stalin. We have no record if he actually said it or not, but it's certainly something that conceptually Stalin would have been very into.
So given the hostility to Russia after the invasion of Ukraine, or the extra bit of Ukraine that they invaded after Crimea and so on, I presume a lot of their efforts are trying to soften the hardness of public opinion against Russia.
Absolutely. And that is why they are concentrating on hard-right nationalist parties. By the way, this is also why they have gotten very big into, we've seen over here, they've had some interference over here with the anti-immigrant protests. Because again, this anti-immigrant sentiment feeds into these ethno-nationalist parties, which they feel will be more inclined to let them away with it. So it'll take the pressure off them. They know that international support for Ukraine undermines their effort to take over and to puts up military resistance. They're trying to create a system where the electoral things around Europe and the US elect candidates that are more favourable to them. Mm. It's actually quite cheap, and it's very expensive for them to run, but it's way cheaper than mounting a physical war, and they've realised this for years.
Now, there are three types of propaganda.
There are three types of propaganda, yes.
Which are?
Well, let's start with them. There's the one that we all know. Propaganda gets misused an awful lot, but originally it came from a very innocent phrasing. Propaganda literally meant to propagate.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church in the 1600s had the office for the propagation of faith, right? It didn't acquire its more sinister meaning till the 20th century. The very early version wasn't that sinister. In World War One, you remember the famous posters of Lord Kitchener?
Kitchener,
going, your country needs you. That's an example of white propaganda. It's, you know where it comes from. The source is very, very clear. It's trying to inspire you to do something, but it's very, very clear. After World War One, when media got more sophisticated and mass media, a guy called Edward Bernays, who was a double nephew of Sigmund Freud, wrote a book called Propaganda. And his great insight was that you could use something called grey propaganda. That's when you kind of feign the source of it. For example, he was tasked with getting more women to smoke. I mean, this is a public health crisis in the making, because at the time, women didn't smoke that much in the 1920s. So what he did was, he saw that female liberation was becoming a big thing at the time. So he would go down there and get people to plant cigarettes there, encourage women to smoke.
So the suffragettes, for
exactly,
example. This was another two fingers to the males. We're going to
exactly
smoke too.
And then he'd send in photographers. So it would become a thing that he would associate cigarette smoking with female liberation. He then later on went the exact opposite way. He wanted people to smoke more, and not women who weren't into women's liberation. So he encouraged magazine editors, who he had a great relationship with, to create a thin beauty standard. Thin is beautiful. And then he sold cigarettes as an appetite suppressant. So he created two public health crises in one, Edward Bernays. This is grey propaganda. You never directly or overtly say you're doing something, but you're supporting it behind the scenes.
And the third?
Is black propaganda. And this is what we talk about a lot. Black propaganda is when you fake the source, right? If I faked a tweet from you, that's black propaganda. And it's in social media, we see it all the time. But we saw it earlier, for example, when Germany were looking for a pretext to invade Poland, they actually feigned an operation. They put their own soldier or soldiers they'd captured in Polish uniforms to make it look like they'd attacked a German radio station in Poland. Now, in fairness, the world saw through that ruse. It was a false flag operation. But that would be an example of black propaganda, to create an impression the enemy has done something or has said something. And we see it all the time on social media. So we're actually more used these days to black propaganda. But there are different shades of propaganda, and we do have to be aware of that historically.
So how would you characterize, they're eating the pets, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats in Springfield?
That's a very good question, because it's a little bit black, but it's more on the grey, because he also, Trump's very popular rhetoric here is always say, I've heard, they said, someone told me. Because he obscures the source, it is probably grey propaganda.
But it's a complete
it's absolutely his fault, and he's trying to create a racist impression. But if he said, Kamala Harris said, black propaganda.
It'd be grey turning black.
Grey turning black. And unfortunately, I think all of these definitions have shades of grey in them, which confuses the matter further.
David, thank you very much for joining us. David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.